Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing today? Check, check. This is on, right? Yeah. Ugh. All right, well, I'm going to play a song. Then we're going to start talking about things and about stuff. Here we go.
Wake up your sleepy head, put on some clothes, shake up your bed. Put another log on the fire for me, I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? Crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones, written in vain, written it all by a puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, it looks as though they're here. Faces in golden rays. Don't kid yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the coming race. The others are bitch, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay.
Another Jerry Friday. Welcome, everybody. My name is Justin Robert Young. This is the only live stream where I can just talk and nobody will shut me up. So there we go. Here we are, folks. Welcome yet again. Thank you for joining me. Man, I'll tell you what. You know what we're going to talk about? Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. What are we going to talk about, Justin? Wait a minute. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. What are we going to talk about?
Politics, 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 politics. Yes.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Mel. Mel's cueing us in. The big news today, of course, is Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney selecting Paul Ryan, he of the Paul Ryan budget, the man who, according to cartoons, pushes old women off cliffs. He is going to be the man who will run with Mitt Romney after a circus of possible possible picks, including, I thought one of them, which came up this week, and we'll talk about it, would have been the biggest thing that ever happened in politics in my lifetime. So we will talk about that. But also, I just want to point out to everybody that we are now moving into, we are in double digits, clear double digits, to the iTunes chart held hostage by our book, The Diamond Club, by Patricia Harkins Bradley. It is still number 6. It is still continuing to do the the same kind of numbers. It's funny. I was down in the Mission District working on some Go Game stuff, and we had to scout some things, and we went into the Borderlands bookstore, which is a really cool place, and we walk in and we see all these books in a case, and it's all basically the New York Times bestseller, and it's all books that we are amongst on the iTunes charts, which is very funny. It's a very funny idea to think that our shenanigans are in, there is a legitimate list for which we are their honest company. That's crazy. That's crazy pants, McGillicuddy. It's also kind of interesting to see on the back end, and we will have probably more interesting numbers for you in the coming weeks. Because what we're going to find out now is not necessarily how much this can sell, because it is sold already. It is already sold more than I think we thought it would by leaps and bounds. We have demonstrated that our little experiment worked. If we got something up there, would it be considered to be, a legitimate romance novel? Yes. Yes. We have kind of proven that beyond, I think, a reasonable doubt. In fact, we got maybe the best 4-star review ever yesterday, because I think, and me and Brian have consulted on this, and we believe it is genuine. Let me see if I can find it. The last 4 are all 1-stars. We're starting to get a little little angry. Okay, great book, but this is written by... And the only thing that makes me think it's fake is that it's like... It's all a bunch of just random things, which makes me think that somebody just started up a fake account and typed in gibberish and then wrote this review, which reads very much like a real review. This book was fun to read if you, that's letter U, want to read a book only about her sexcapades. I wish there were more of a story to her, like what she planned to do to get back at Roman or build her career. I can't even picture what she looks like, but I did enjoy the book for the most part. Which sounds like somebody who honestly enjoyed the book. I don't know. I don't know whether or not it is real. It would be very interesting if it was. I would have a very, very fun time thinking that person read it and enjoyed it. Because I don't know. I mean, I think the 1-star reviews are very funny to read, but they are not the people for whom we were trying to target. I mean, the idea was that people would read it and not see that big of a difference in a romance novel. Not people who would read it and were disgusted by it and hated it. I mean, because like those people are going to happen because it is not good. But I don't take joy in it. I don't necessarily think, it's like, oh, we got you good fuckers. So we'll see. We'll see as we go forward. It's very interesting. But what we're going to find out this week, and here's what's interesting. Not the high, but the low. And low not as in when it's in, 400th place, which will languish in Davy Jones' locker for the rest of, eternity. But rather, how low it can sell and still be in that top 10. That's what's interesting. That's the threshold. Because if we are to say that getting into the top 10 helps continue to perpetuate sales, what is the threshold to get in the top 10? That is, to me, what is most interesting to come. And we will see that because we are dropping at a fairly steady clip. We stabilized toward the end of the week because of the press. We got a ton of awesome press, including press in Italy and Brazil, which was really cool. Because I don't know why. I guess I have family in Brazil, so I was able to send my Brazilian aunt a newspaper clipping on Facebook, which was fun. We will see. But what we're going to find out, this week. What does it take? What does it take to stay in the top 10 on iTunes? The only other thing with the Diamond Club, we'll talk about this later, but we're trying to figure out what we're going to do for Dragon Con. It's going to be fun. I'm leaning toward it being secret. I'm leaning toward it being something that we don't reveal exactly where it is until like the day of. So everybody will just get there. We'll give them a time and then they'll go to do it. But we're trying to figure out how to do it right. We want to do something really awesome. And we want to, Funcaria says, and then like two people show up. Okay, let me just say this. Sweet parties at Dragon Con for fucking random McGirt. The fucking random dude off the street who just fucking rolls in with a stack of fucking hundos and decides that he wants to throw it at a sweet party. That will get people. I will be walking around and someone will be like, oh, we're going up to a sweet party. Who's throwing it? Oh, it's my friend, Random McGirt. First name Random, last name McGirt. I don't know, just throwing a sweet party. I'll go to that sweet party. That's what Dragon Con is. Dragon Con is always like, oh, where are we going? We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Oh, we're going to go to that thing. And then we're going to go to that panel. Then we're going to go to this thing. Then we're going to eat lunch. And then we're going to go to Random McGirt's sweet party. He's a really nice guy. His name's Random McGirt. Hi, everybody. It's me, Random McGirt. Oh, Jesus. God damn it. Random McGirt, you're so annoying. I mean, you're here at my sweet party. I don't know why you don't like me. Well, because it was a sweet party, Random. I fucking hate this guy. But it is a sweet party. That's what would happen. I could hate somebody and they're like, oh, they're throwing a sweet party. I go to the sweet party. So I don't think that we're going to have a problem getting people there. In fact, I think we might have a problem on the conversely with it being too much of a thing and then us blowing out capacity where we are. Because I don't think capacity is going to be all that high. I think it's going to be like 100, people. But it's hard. It's hard because, we got this money late. We got this idea fairly late. And the entirety of Atlanta is booked. Like, there are dogs that are booked. Not for anything else. They're just, someone's like, well, I can't get a hotel room. Can I book a dog? I just want a dog to roam around. I'm really panicked. Can I book a dog? Just, I'll overpay. $500 down deposit on your dog. Just let him run around. I don't even need a leash. I'll pay another $400 for the leash. That's what I'm doing. I'm booking dogs now. I'm panicky Dragon Con booker guy. We'll figure it out. We're in the process of doing it. It's going to be super fun. If you can make it down, if you can make it down, please do. I think now would be a very, very good time for everybody to talk about ride shares. If you guys can figure out carpools, this is the cool time to do that. If it's a matter of getting a ticket, Sunday would be the day to do it. The thing that we're going to do is probably going to be off-site, so you'll be able to go no matter what. You're not going to need a ticket to Dragon Con to go to whatever we do. That's guaranteed. Guaranteed. Rothman Brothers style. So there we go. that's the latest on that, which is a shitty update because there's no details and there won't be any details until we have details to give. But that's what it is. All right. Thought Shots, is it going to be on Sunday? I don't know. But I'll tell you what I will look at right now is what I tweeted out yesterday, which is... Let's see what the straw poll is for the t-shirts. Now, if you haven't seen these t-shirts, they are pretty fucking cool. Here's what happened. Yesterday, we were talking to Brian. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Maybe we should bring... Brian's actually here. Let's bring Brian in. You want to know what? I'm going to go to... Brian's on the phone right now. But let's... do me a favor. I'm going to throw to a song break, and I'll see if I can bring Brian in. We'll talk about the t-shirts. All right? Here we go.
Knock on the door, call out a name, folding your arms together. Remember the more stops that you make, the more you get paid. Watching the bird, counting the wind, without adding up the feathers. Wait for the word to come through the string.
Hitting the post is like when, so if it's like, if let's say we were starting the song, it'd be like, hey, what's going on with, you know, we have Brian Brushwood down at the Amoco gas station handing out stickers. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you get down there and you go over there. This is Tom from the Stock 459 a cat.
And then like right with the lyrics, that's called like hitting the post.
All right. Is that like a sequencer or is that just your soundboard program?
That's a soundboard, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. So last night you were doing Scam School and we had talked previously about sinking some of the Diamond Club money into T-shirts.
Right.
Because people really want T-shirts, but we really didn't want to put a down payment on that.
Right. Well, because it's expensive.
Which we're kind of going to wind up doing anyway, but at least there's
right.
guaranteed money at the end of it.
Well, and we why is Rabbit Badger saying beer for breakfast? This is a
Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew.
Unless it's a new Heineken. It's Bex. Bex okay. New Sporty Bex.
First of all, like we took a loss on the T-shirts last year, and we don't mind taking a loss. It's just that this year we're not in a financial position to either front the money or take a loss. With that in mind, if you guys are cool with it, we wanted to use the Diamond Club money to front for T-shirts because, number one, that allows us to get offset printing, which means we could get a lot more of them. They're a lot cheaper per unit. You could get much higher quality shirts. And we can have them physically there to give away or to sell, for $10 a pop at Dragon Con. Whereas any other thing, you'd have to do a print on demand deal, which means we'd have to have some weird things where it's like, now remember to buy a shirt and wear it when you come to Dragon Con. Yeah.
So I think we're going to do largely what we did last year in terms of having a big ass pile of shirts. At Dragon Con, we'll sell them there.
Yeah.
And then whatever we have left over, that goes up in, fire sale style, which last time, we sold out the remaining shirts in like
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Not even a lie, 15 minutes. It was awesome.
That gives us an opportunity. And that's the problem is like, it's not like the demand would theoretically be bigger.
Right.
Especially coming off the Diamond Club thing.
Well, especially because also, remember, these events is kind of it's a community outreach. It's an audition for a bunch of people who are NSFW people but don't even know it yet. And
yeah.
So, you're there. Those are people who there would be no way for them to know online or in advance, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the trick. So we would like to do that, and we wanted to pick a design. We wanted it to be – you ever notice how, repeated events like South by Southwest – they do a good job with their design. If you look at every year, they've got a different take on the South by Southwest logo.
Yeah.
But it's always the same core thing. We wanted to do the same thing with the Diamond Club because it's an awesome, iconic image that people instantly like without even having any context for it.
Yeah.
And so we wanted something.
It's a nerdy thing.
Yeah.
It's
a different take on it.
Like HTML brackets, like.
Yeah, I think I had suggested, a hand-drawn, Juno-style, 3D version of the brackets or something like that would be cute. But instead, we got two really good takes on it.
Yeah, all this discussion goes on yesterday.
Yes.
While Brian's, about to shoot Scam School, and we had talked earlier in the day about talking to the T-shirt guy that helped us with the T-shirts last time and just see, hey, listen, we have money now? Can we do T-shirts
and last minute to boot? Because that's the other thing.
Yeah, way less expensive.
But luckily, I mean, this is a guy who I've known for years, and he said, "Yeah, no, sure, just get it in to today."
But it's got to be like
today,
immediate
today, today.
And so we were like, "Well, what if we just went to Diamond Club and said, congratulations, you've all been entered and accepted in the 6-hour T-shirt design contest?" And so that's what we did. So we went from. I think it was around 6 or 7 o'clock Pacific time to midnight Pacific time, and we just had a bunch of people submit T-shirts, and we came down to two.
Yep.
One was a diamond, kind of slightly askew, that was either spray paint or blood splattered.
Yep.
Depending on how you want to read it.
Or as Cowgirl Curtis so gingerly put it.
Indeed.
The menstruating diamond.
The menstruating diamond. Or it was what I think is a very cool, drawing, so much that we would go off because it is not the diamond would not be the central focus of the shirt because the drawing's so fucking cool. And it was a horse dragon.
A horse-faced dragon.
A horse-faced dragon.
A horse-faced dragon woman holding on to a diamond man.
And
coming next week.
And initially that was from T2T2 and T2T2 sends me this and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Also, can we put a diamond in it?
He didn't even have a diamond
in
it?
No! And so he sent me back another one with it clutching a diamond.
And isn't a diamond this little thing? He's that's even better because it's like a fuck you. He's just there's a diamond, asshole, there. What?
So apparently Thought Shots is the guy who did the spray paint diamond.
Awesome.
And T2D2 did the horse dragon. I put it up to straw poll. And let's actually put that again in...
So the previous vote was at 229 votes, and it looked like it was pretty strongly in favor of the Blood Diamond.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. The Blood Diamond.
Right?
That's good. Blood Diamond t-shirt. That's almost enough to put it over the top. You know, so we'll see. I think that it seems like that's probably the one that's going to go. I love the horse dragon, though. The horse dragon is fucking, like, it's very, very cool. I just don't know if, like, in terms of selling a very simple, like the diamond is like, okay, it's simple. You don't need to know NSFW, you know, like, you can wear it and it just looks like a cool internet-y sort of thing to have.
Yeah.
The horse dragon looks awesome. I would wear it, but, like, at the same time, it's not as simple of an idea. It's like, why do you have a dragon on your shirt? Oh, wait. Is that a horse? I think it may be a mon.
Look at the big hair, the bushy teeth.
Exactly. The scaled wings.
Look at that moth.
My producer, Tara Cates, is telling me it may, in fact, be a horse.
What is Josh Drummond sending over to us a picture of?
Yeah. So that's right it. There. That's the one. Yeah. Click on that if you want to see that. That's the horse dragon, and it looks legitimately fucking awesome. Like, I really do like it. I would like to have a shirt of that. But at the same time, it's hard. I can understand if people look at that and are like, oh well, that's not a diamond. I kind of want a diamond shirt.
Right.
So there we go.
What else do we want to think about for diet? Can we talk about the current plan for the party, or we want to hold off till that's all confirmed?
Well, there's more stuff that I know that you don't know because it happened while you were sleeping. So yeah, I mean, basically, I talked about it a little bit with them that, like, right now the plan is we don't have a firm plan, but we are working vigorously on a firm plan.
Wheels are in motion.
You know, I guess of the things that we do know, it will probably be a party. One night.
Super exclusive.
I would like for it to be Saturday night, but that's not set in stone. And I like the idea of it being something that nobody quite knows where it is except for us until, like, day of.
That's right. Because, and we're trying to see if we can get special, super secret, special exclusive appearances.
Yeah, it would be very, very nice to do it. You know, some venues, one of the venues we are looking at, which I think might probably be the way we go, I found out today, is not near places where people would complain about noise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're more apt, especially if we don't plug in anything, like, to do, like, an acoustic kind of thing. So people are saying, I mean, like, Saturday, and also the one thing I think we're definitely sure about is that it's not going to be affiliated with Dragon Con for sure.
Yeah. No, this will be exclusive. So you're
like, if you're local just to Georgia, then come on down and party like a clown. And you know how clowns party? With meth and regret.
And anger.
And anger.
And a need for fulfillment.
Party like a clown! I got divorced when I was 8. Ouch. Clowns are fucked up people.
They really are.
I'm breaking Brian.
Fucking corny trash.
I got my 10-year AA chip and I'm 18.
Start rapping.
Yeah, motherfucker. Real life clown shit. Not no, this ain't a movie, dog. Nah, man, I'm a real ass clown.
My parents disowned me.
Yo, I lived with real wolves in Michigan for a year.
I woke up next to human shit. I sleep on a train, and it ain't on purpose. They place us in physical cages on the road.
Yo, one time I was gangbanged by 4 bearded ladies. Real ass clown shit. What?
and called it initiation. They said it happened to all of us, but it didn't.
Oh,
just
shit.
Me.
Gathering of the Juggalos is this weekend.
Oh, fuck.
I would actually fucking really.
Oh, man.
I would kind of love to go to Gathering of the Juggalos one weekend. I hope that we get big enough that we can get booked to Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, Jesus. That would be amazing.
That would be hilariously terrifying. It
yeah.
would be the best.
yeah.
All right, so party, we don't know, probably Saturday, definitely offsite. Be prepared, like the Lion King song. Also,
be prepared. Wait, is that in? Is that a
be
Lion?
Prepared?
Is that like the forgotten Lion King song?
It's certainly not the most famous.
Yeah, see, I don't even remember it.
It's like, can you feel the love tonight?
That like
Circle of Life, Hakuna Matata,
and Hygiene Counts.
Hygiene Counts?
Yeah. Yes. Like, be prepared, Hygiene Counts. To make sure to...
Yeah, that was the bad guy. Story. It was the bad... Be prepared with the bad guy song.
No.
So nobody fucking likes that one.
I see, but that's a Boy Scout motto.
Be prepared?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. Be prepared to... I don't know. I want to tie it back to the clown.
I know.
All right. So the other thing that I talked about briefly was... just the Diamond Club, and the big thing that I think we're going to see this week, the very interesting thing that we're going to see this week, numbers wise, is going to be how low.
Are we still number six?
We are still number six.
Wow.
is we are going to see how low we can sell and still be in the top 10.
Yeah.
I
mean, unless we start to plateau. Have you looked to see if we're starting to plateau?
We plateaued between Wednesday and Thursday when we got a bunch of press. Like, when we got, like, the Gizmodo thing.
Right.
We upticked up cut hair.
Awesome.
And then we dived another $200.
Yeah, it's okay.
For Friday. So, you know, we'll see. But, I mean, like, that, I think we're going to continue to kind of drop a little bit, you know.
No,
as it's been.
We're number seven now.
Oh, we just today. Just now, then.
Breaking news.
I just, because here, I'll tell
Special
you what.
Special alerts.
I had it open. I guess
it looks like it updates on the mobile first when breaking stories break.
No.
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah, there we go. Emily Griffin. Fucking, Emily's like,
where
tell me how my ass tastes.
She's like, where we belong is above that hoax,
that
erotic stunt novel.
Shit. That erotic stunt novel.
Evil Knievel style.
Yeah, that's not caught me. I was 10 minutes ago, 6. So, I mean, like, we're going to fall out of the top 10 this week. I think that's definitely what's going to happen.
Do we talk about what our single favorite review out of all?
I did. I read that. I read that one.
It's the justification.
The only thing that makes me think it might be fake is the username, because the username definitely seems like somebody made a fake account and then just typed gibberish.
Yeah, but Asians do that all the time.
Type gibberish, or they have gibberish names.
Yeah, because it doesn't, they don't have the characters. Oh, but then
why would it show up in the American?
I don't know.
Fucking crafty Asians, man. No, the other thing I did say was, this is now the time, and maybe we figure out something in like our forums, like the BBpedia forums.
Yeah.
Rideshare. Let's talk rideshare. If you want to come down, you want to figure out, make a couple rooms super flop house, then make a couple rooms super flop house. You know, but now is the time to start talking about that, because it's going down and you guys help pay for the fucking party. So that will definitely be there. And then also NSFW show, you know, you're probably gonna have to buy a day pass for it, because it is part of Dragon Con.
Right. Man, but we were like, maybe 15 seats shy of a complete standing room only event last year. And I would love for us to fucking actually have people standing in the back.
I think I'm probably always far more naturally overestimating of our success with things than Brian is. I think that we're going to go over capacity. We're going to go spill room for this one, because like, I think, I don't know. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be really good.
Echo Proxy says she won't be there. Why the hell not?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's Sunday.
I thought you were DC till you DIE'd. And if you're dead, then that would explain why you're not coming.
Yes. It would also be very curious why you're typing. I don't know. I mean, Echo, we can totally figure it out. I mean, if you're in Atlanta, I'll tell you, Chris Roden says the Diamond Party bus. We talked about that briefly.
Among the ideas was a rolling party. Hold on, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brett the Amtrak Aroundsville.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Hell's yeah.
Yeah.
Or the opposite of that.
Anyway, we got it. I like the way that we're all media savvy enough that we sort of immediately fall into late 90s horror poster mode.
Yeah.
Where it's like we look like.
What would be the name of the...
The Scarening.
The Scarening?
Yeah, the Scarening.
It came.
In my eye.
It came hard. No, we talked about the party bus.
Yeah. But the problem is, like, from a practical standpoint, boy, man, that would be... Picture that shit. Like, they've got... When we went to watch The Hangover with David Copperfield and we had to scam a limo really fast,
yeah,
we just ran out and...
Oh, I'm first sorry. Wait, hold on.
I dropped some names.
Sorry.
Yeah. It was on the tip of my tongue, and just went right down there.
Yeah.
But
so you and Dave were trying to find a limo.
DC.
Yeah.
That's the other DC
weird
in
calling
my life.
Him Dave, but that's really what he likes you to call
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, only friends like do, but like, you know. All right. So anyway.
So but like we.
You and Davey boy.
Me and DC. We he was like. Actually, and this is all, this is not even David, this is Kenner, you know, telling me, it's like, he's like, well, you got to get there fast, though.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to do it? And then we're like, don't worry about it. So it's me and Dan Martin and Nate Staniforth and CJ and so on. And so we just run out and we're, you know, we just throw $100 at the first limo, like, take us five blocks. And then the limo that we happened to get in was a party bus. We get in and there's a fucking stripper pole.
Yeah.
Right there. And all the seats are in, and then, you know, they're playing rap music videos and shit as we're riding over. And I was like, if we could get that kind of thing and just do this rolling one in, one out, where it's like it stops every 10 minutes and lets people in and out of the party.
Yeah, but then we're in a position where we gotta circulate, so we gotta kick people out. You know, and new people got to come in, and it's just going to be like a hot
mess.
Yeah, just like a hot.
We're all drinking
body heat,
natty ice.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, people are saying they miss Odakta.
I don't. Oh,
fucker.
Hit the bricks, fucko.
You're like.
No, I love Owen.
No,
Owen's my black brother.
Owen's doing great, actually. We talked recently about some of the projects he's working on. He's got some ambitious shit, man.
Always.
He's ready. He's all about them dollars, which means it's about not farting around on the internet, because not too many dollars on the internet. It is a lot of fun, though.
A lot of fun. All right. So, yeah, we talked about the bus. The bus is just kind of problematic for a couple ideas. And also, like, you know, what I was saying about, like, they're like, oh, well, if you fucking wait until the day of to tell people where it is, like, two people are going to show up.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, dude, like, fucking random McGirt could be having a fucking party, a sweet party, and I'm going to the sweet party. And we're, me, fucking...
I'm not, fuck Random McGirt.
No, he's a fuck. Well, he's a really annoying cunt.
Seriously, that guy's
he's a big, fat cunt.
Did you hear what you and Doug got into that one time?
Doug and Random?
Dude,
they call themselves fucking the Random Doug combination, which is a shitty name because they're shitty people.
But then Random, Random, such a jerk. I can't believe, just kick
Dude,
Doug
I can't
right
believe you're, look, I understand you're Team Doug, but, you know, let's not be harsh on Random. I'm a Random sympathizer.
Well, all right, here's the thing. I'm sure he's a nice guy most of the time, but I'm not showing up at his party if he tells me the day of.
Anyway.
Okay, well, here's my idea. And
go ahead.
We haven't talked about this. I don't know how, if somebody wants to own this or not, but I'm thinking, like, 50 golden tickets. Like, physical... printed fucking awesome passes that just, like, you know, you're cordially invited and has, like, an emblazoned DC logo on there, and then or just some shit to you know,
and we put them in natty ice boxes in, like, that one shitty fucking convenience store next to the Sheridan.
And then
we buy all of them, because that's what we do every time, is we buy that fucking one convenience store out of Keystone Lights.
Oh my god, we do!
We buy, like, fucking $120 worth of Keystone Lights, which is, by the way, 800 Keystone Lights.
We loaded up the physical dolly from the show, and we walked out with a hand truck of a stack of goddamn natty ices.
I do think that we should actually have an intern this year that is just... the fucking guy with the beer case.
That's for me and just overall. He's walking rolls, behind us at all walking times. Behind.
Internship applications are now open for beer boy or girl or girl. Equal opportunity.
What? Oh, the fake one. The scam one. Rabbit Badger says VookTV just tweeted that they removed the Diamond Club from iTunes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was the Fancy Ladies Club one?
I don't know. I'm gonna look up Vook's thing.
So yeah, no, we would like to have an intern with the case of beer.
But you don't like the idea of physical passes? I guess, I mean, they would essentially be advertisements, but they wouldn't feel like advertisements. They'd feel like exclusive, you know, like if it said like secret gathering of...
I actually had an idea that I don't want to say out loud, because once it's said, it's very hard for us to walk back and not look like assholes.
Okay.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
No.
Like, everyone gets $1,000.
Yes. Yeah. So strippers? No. I don't know. Unless we go to... Because there actually is a strip club called the Diamond Club in Atlanta.
Oh, shit. No.
Which I don't think we're going to go to. No.
That would radiate awkward all over. Like, the one thing...
Imagine if we just rolled in cosplay. Just fucking, like, 8 Doctor Who's and fucking, like, a fucking full flight suit fucking, like, X-Wing fighter pilot. And we're just rolling in, like, fucking, like, gangster fucking rap star deep with, like, fucking, shit. Like, with, like, the $100 bill stack. And we're just fucking... If we wanted to blow... You know, fucking Merritt had the idea of fucking using a large part of that money to buy... Because also going on that weekend is a couple big SEC football games.
Oh, yeah, no, he said we should get one of those Skybox suites.
We should get a suite at
the
game.
We should go to the fucking big game, rent the big-ass suite, and everyone ignore the sports ball thing happening downstairs.
And just have, like, a big banner that says, like, Taking Back Atlanta for geeks.
And we're just all costumed up.
Yeah, and it's just all cosplay. It's all fucking just, like, a wild fucking freak nasty party.
Ben Franklin is working on financials as we speak.
S. Spixen says, no beer at the NCAA? No. No. The answer is no to that. They have a lot of beer.
Maybe no beer on the field is what he meant. Maybe he meant...
We can't have our party on the field.
Or the players aren't allowed to drink while they're actually playing.
It would be really funny if, like all of a sudden, like, we get an email from, like, Les Miles, head coach of the LSU football team, and he's like, you know, I think what you boys are doing is very funny. I would like to invite all of your friends onto the field for our home or for our opener in Atlanta, Georgia.
Please,
Les Miles.
Extra beer for the players.
Yes.
It really upsets them.
I am such a fan of impressions in which the last line is when they announce their own name.
Their own name, yeah.
Jimmy Cox.
Yeah, I don't know if you fucking noticed that, but that's every impression I do.
No, I love it. I love it.
Every impression I do has the person yelling their name.
Fucking awesome. All right, so...
I bought the Diamond Club 8 times. I wrote a review under my iTunes username, Jimmy Cox 6969, and said, there's only one thing Jimmy Cox loves more than hot dick. It's this book. I'm Les Miles. I won the national championship.
I'm Les Miles. Woo. Like when he says it outside of Jimmy Cox's character, he's like, woo.
Yeah, woo. I'm Jimmy Cox.
I only like two things.
Making young men run the 40 and sucking fat dick on Les Miles. I like to do the impressions myself sometimes because it makes me feel fun. I like to keep in touch with the players and the youth of America. I'm Les Miles. I coach the LSU football team. I love dicks. That's a Jimmy Cox thing. You have to watch the podcast.
There's a point in there with, like, Les Miles doing Jimmy Cox as Barack Obama.
Yeah. all right. So I guess that's the only, like, housekeeping things that we have for the Diamond Club. Beyond that, like...
Oh, Johnny Nuts. Yeah, I did slip into... maybe that's where
Johnny Nuts. I forgot. His cousin.
Yeah.
No, Johnny Nuts is a little bit more angry Southern.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Johnny Nuts.
And he doesn't get the joke.
I don't understand. I have a cousin by the name of James.
Les Miles.
He apparently has a lifestyle that I don't appreciate because it clouds the judgment of my nut farm that everybody can frequent. It's a family-friendly nut farm. I love nuts.
I'll tell you what.
I like to serve my nuts. I have a man by the name of Les Fond du Lac who serves them.
It's the most annoying hazard of my job is when you're looking up and you got nuts right above your head, and all of a sudden just one, you just get a nut in the eye, and it's unpleasant.
Bus free.
It's a nut bus and lands right in your eye, and you think, that was disrespectful.
Man, what the hell? Now I got this nuttle in my hair. I got to go wash it out. I'm Johnny Nuts.
That's right. He also announces his name.
Oh, yeah. I told you, is there one... The Gumshoe Boys, maybe. Every other impression I do, Ira Sockman announces his name, Jimmy Cox announces his name, Tom Jigglesock announces his name. There's literally no voice. Name a voice in the chat room that I do that fucking doesn't involve the name being said at the end of it. Twit Hype Man says his name repeatedly.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That's true. Justin R. Young is a character that you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I constantly say my name. Fat Rick says his name over and over again.
Fat Rick.
Oh, yeah, no, Steve McTillitzer, Toodle.
Yes, he repeatedly, that's Darren Tillitzer.
Black Herman Cain does.
Hi, I'm Black Herman Cain. I just wanted to let you know. I love being black. I'm very proud of my racial heritage, and I'd like to run for president again.
I'll tell you what.
Black Herman Cain here.
Black Herman Cain is the character that, like, I understand the least, and I think I love the most, because it's just Herman Cain.
With your hairstyle.
My hairstyle.
Who talks like an old vaudevillian.
Yes. Old Jewish vaudevillian.
So, yeah, the Hey Mister guy, he doesn't even have a name. I mean, that's Carney Cow.
Yeah, it is Carney Cow. Now.
Yeah, he doesn't say Carney Cow. He just says, Hey Mister. anyway, Cooper,
The racist badger doesn't announce his name all the time.
No, but they constantly do the radio tags.
Yeah, Kook of the racist badger.
I guess Kook does the radio tags and the racist. No. The Kook is the fucking, is my voice. The racist badger, because I'm always like, Badge, what do you think?
Yeah, Kook of the Rainbow. Yeah, man, we didn't.
That one really isn't fleshed out.
No, but there's something to it. We like Kook and the Racist Badger. We're fans of their work.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess there's really not much else. I guess there's a possibility now. There's like a 10% chance of Brett at Dragon Con. Where would you assess?
Wait, there's a chance?
Yeah, there's a little chance. I might even give it like 35% chance.
What?
There's been a crazy turn of events that puts Mr. Amtrekulous Prime in the American Southeast the day before DragonCon starts.
Well, Max Trollbot.
Max Trollbot doesn't say...
He doesn't announce his name.
Yeah, well, he did in the first and only full sketch that Max Trollbot ever appeared in. He is really like the fucking Boba Fett of the end of the movie. He's fucking barely appeared in anything, and yet he is, like we kind of hoped and suspected, beloved amongst a certain element of the population.
Yeah, man. That whole experience is amazing.
So anyway.
I wonder if somebody could get the Max Trollbot costume too. What if somebody cosplayed as Max Trollbot?
It'd be crazy if we could get... God, I just had an idea that I don't want to spoil.
God damn it. All right.
Man, I had a really good idea that I don't want to talk about because it'd be really funny.
Wait, what was Blade Face from? What was that...
Blade Face was one of the...
Was that one of the video game questions?
No,
or
that
was a character?
No. That was a Weird Things thing where, like, as soon as Spiro and the Fudge happened...
Yeah.
There was, like, a run of...
Of just crazy characters.
There was, like, a run of, like, GoBots. Like, if Spiro and the Fudge and the Transformers, there was a lot of knockoff Spiro and the Fudge.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and one of them was, like, like
O positive and blame face.
Yeah, that's it. O positive and blame face. And then there was like Dr. Velasic.
He loves pickles. He just eats pickles all the time. Oh man, I forgot all about that.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. Kendrick is saying cut the mic so I can tell you guys the idea.
All right, here.
Okay, now we're back. I didn't forget to cut the mic. Then tell me what the fuck I said, assholes.
Something with a big head. He just described a big-ass Iris Sockman.
I swear to God, if somebody fucking rolls in with an Iris Sockman cosplay, I will literally shit on myself. Dude, imagine how much fucking sock that would be. Like, it's just a gigantic sock.
Oh, you're talking
sock.
About a full size? And then they just go, pretend I'm not here.
Yeah, and then it's like, yeah. That would be fucking amazing. Oh, here's the other idea that I can't say, because we could never take it back if we didn't want to do it.
All right, go.
There. Okay. I'm going to cosplay as Jerry shitting on himself seeing a cosplay Iris Sockman. How meta am I?
He just has a beard and chocolate on his hands and was like,
Okay. So, yeah. I think, is there anything else we wanted to go over? Diamond Club or... There's a lot of pre-planning for this. This is probably the most we've ever... Certainly the biggest footprint we'll ever have at DragonCon.
Yeah,
it's gotten increasingly big.
They sent me my schedule. I got to look at it. I've not even had a look at my fucking schedule.
Yeah. I mean, I think... I know I'm doing FSL Friday. We're both on the... it was going to be Tech News Today. Now it's just like a tech podcast panel discussion on Saturday, and then NSFW Sunday. Are you doing your show? Are you doing any kind of show?
I'm doing a show. We're going to do a Scam Your Way Into Anything, Scam Sasquatch, the Supernatural Lecture thing.
Okay. Do you know when that is?
It's on the schedule.
Okay. Saturday. Well, no, Sparks and... They didn't cancel TNT?
Yeah, they did. TNT's canceled.
They booked... Yes.
It's off the air.
Done.
It's gone forever.
Iaz is panhandling as we speak.
He's sucking dicks underneath the trains.
Wow. Right to there.
Yeah.
He's got a family.
The moment the train, that's super dangerous. Everyone...
A bit of a daredevil, yeah. Hi. I'm gay daredevil. I am that guy.
And it's like, he's like,
today, I'm going to suck a full dick under a moving train. And then he does like,
this is an under train dick suck. Woo!
No, I like to imagine it like it's like one of those like big build up things where it's like, let me show you how dangerous this really is. Prepackaged, like the train is moving at over 85 miles an hour. Like the fucking, like the animatics, like...
Average penis size between 6 and 9 inches.
I'm going to recruit a trained stunt dick.
He's like, the average cock is 6 to 7 to 8 inches long. This one is 9.5.
Just to give you a sense of how delicate this is, if the cock moves even 8 to 9 inches left or right, I could be trapped under the wheels.
These nuts dangle 3 inches down, and there's a good chance they will slap my chin repeatedly.
If not properly tickled in the exact order.
If I choke on this dick, there's a very good chance I'll be dead.
Over 8 billion sperm will jizz into my mouth.
At which point, a full complement of fireworks will erupt from the top of the train, signifying that I've blown this man to completion.
If you took the full amount of data encoded in the DNA that is about to end up in my stomach, it would be 9.27 gigabytes of genetic data.
Anyway, TNT's not canceled. They booked TNT at Dragon Con, not knowing that they weren't, that like Twit wasn't doing a thing at Dragon Con, so they're not doing TNT. The one thing we do not know is what the capabilities are going to be for us streaming NSFW show.
Yeah, we got an email from John saying, Rabbit Badger says, so I guess we're not talking
about. No, because I started off saying that we were going to talk politics. I even did this.
Politics, 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 politics. Yes.
And we're not.
Unless it's the politics of Daredevil dick sucking.
Oh, man, the right really doesn't like Daredevil dick sucking.
No.
Well, the left maybe is they uncomfortable do, with the Daredevil part.
Yes.
They're like,
too much danger. And the right's like, too much dick sucking.
Yes.
I don't like the danger.
I don't like the dick sucking.
Yeah, no LiveU is, there's no LiveU available. I guess whatever that loan was that they have.
Yeah, for God's sakes, please don't fucking go any further with this, with the dick sucking thing, compared to the fucking person that we were talking about. I don't want that to be, I don't want this to be another Ryan Connolly where I fucking have to meet the fucking future Mrs. Connolly.
Shut that shit down right now. Yeah.
And be like, hey, this is the asshole who fucking is the reason why, like, you can't type Ryan Connolly without having a racist show up next to it.
Yeah.
Joko, Jesus.
Wow. So there's that. Alright, so TNT was cancelled, and that's unfortunate.
Well, no, it's not cancelled, it's just they didn't know that it wasn't going to happen. So, right. Like,
oh, but there's
there
also
is going to be a tech panel with, so basically it's going to be yet another, what's it called, Belmont, Brushwood, Merritt, and Young.
The podcasting firm.
A podcasting firm.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you don't like fucking me, Tom, Veronica, and Brian talking to each other, then stay the fuck out of Dragon Con.
We're gonna do, I think, 4 or 6 panels together.
4 to 6 panels that are going to be largely the same thing, fucking with different themes. We're going to be wearing different party hats and having the same conversations. So, there we go. We are doing that. And then, yeah, we're trying to figure out, basically, we don't know. Dragon Con is notoriously kind of late with figuring things out. So, like, we still don't know whether or not we're back in the Crystal Ballroom.
I got to assume so. I mean, they saw. Maybe we're in their main auditorium, and they're all like, the biggest show in the world. It's a shitty NSFW show. Yes, TWIF is canceled. This Week in Fun.
All right. Well, I think that's about it.
TWIT Wars. Yes. Yeah, man. I guess from here on out, we got more shit to figure out, but it would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're working on it. We'll figure it out. It'll be a fun time. And yeah. Rock and roll, guys.
Politics, 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 yeah, politics,
that about,
politics.
That about wraps it up for Jury Friday. sorry, yeah, it got kind of hijacked from what we were going to do, but it's fine.
Fine. It was an important meeting of the minds.
We discussed,
I think a lot of hearts were changed. I think we did a lot of good for the world. Number 7's not bad. We're still in the top 10.
Yeah.
Do we want to do, is there any benefit to asking, I mean, it seems like if people want to dust up a little stuff, maybe on Twitter hit up like some CNN reps or, you know, people who look for stories for that kind of thing. Just make a lot of noise, because it seems like this week would be when we would do a TV interview if one was going to happen, because the experiment is winding down right now.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was like last week when we got the press that we did.
Yeah.
Like, that was the moment. If you want to hit them up, that's fucking rock and roll, man. I think that there is a story there. You know, there's we've beginnings of whispers from a few different things that are beyond just the blogosphere that, I mean, we would like to talk about. I think there's some interesting stuff to talk about, but, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what people's interest would be in doing it. So we'll figure it out. So there we go.
Two words on Paul Ryan.
if only two words. High speed dick suckery?
hyphen.
Yeah. No. I think, I don't know. I mean, we can get into serious. I don't know. Getting like serious.
You don't want to get you don't want to get a little serious on this?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know, because I'm normally used to doing like this, where it's just like I kind of like expound my opinion.
You can do that, and then me and Brett will just go.
Yeah. No, I think I've had enough of me expounding my opinion in front of you and Brett.
Yeah, and us sitting. Oh shit, man! I want to talk about that. That was some shit last night.
Yeah, I think I've had my fill. I don't know. The Paul Ryan thing, I think, it's more of a Dick Cheney kind of vice presidential pick, in that I don't think that, like, they picked that candidate George W. Bush picked Dick Cheney because they thought that he would win them the election.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that he would be a good person to be a vice president, which is often not the case. People pick a vice president to get into the office.
Right, to buy votes.
And then kind of, you know, because that's how you'll hear about this talked about, is like, oh, well, they're from, you know, like Marco Rubio. Part of what the reason why, why he was talked about was because Florida is going to be a swing state again. He could help deliver Florida. You know, part of the reason why Joe Biden was selected wasn't because Joe Biden was, especially going to be good in terms of governing. It was because, for any people who didn't think that Barack the candidate was experienced enough, having a guy in the Foreign Relations Committee who's been like a lifetime guy in the Senate would be good for that.
Right.
So I think that this is, you know, it's looking more basically what you're saying. If you are voting for Mitt Romney, what he is saying to you is, A, the economy is incredibly fucked up and this guy is to blame. And B, we are going to be fearless, or at least in terms of Congress, fearless in terms of cutting money, because as much as, like, you know, the Ryan budget was something that, like, would only put us $3.1 trillion more in debt over the next, like, 4 years.
Yeah, no, that thing's cut off, like, almost $100.
Yeah. But then again, like, when the debate was, do we cut $2.5 or $3?
$100
that he cut, he was fucking on Mars,
right,
in terms of how much he wanted to cut and the kind of sacred cows that he was willing to slaughter to do it, including Medicaid and Medicare, which is what they'll get attacked on. But I think there's a part of the base that was not super excited about Romney that will now be more excited, in that they, you know, would be more reassured that he's not just like, oh, well, I'm going to cut shit, and then he gets into office and nothing fucking happens. There seems to be somebody who is trying to cut shit, you know, and put a budget forth to cut shit before, and so now that would be more likely as opposed to less likely. What we heard this week was the whole David Petraeus thing, which would have been the biggest, most significant, I think, move in American politics that I've seen in my lifetime.
Now, why is that? Give me a context for it.
Never before has anybody at that high of a level in a sitting administration fucking, like, switch sides. And, like, you can't do that.
It's like David Petraeus is the head of the CIA.
Head of CIA, so right former now, head of defense.
So, essentially, like, right now he's working for Barack Obama. He is under Barack Obama's command. And it would be him, while at that job, campaigning to...
Or you're leaving. You would have to resign.
Yeah, okay.
So you resign, and basically you can't just resign and say, like, oh, I don't know. I mean, he's a nice guy. I just wanted a different opportunity. Like, you can't do that. You have to resign and say, I felt the call to serve.
Right.
Because this guy is a fucking clown.
Right.
And he's losing American lives, and the administration is supremely broken, and I can now talk from that perspective, which would have been incendiary. It would have... Like, there's a reason why it didn't happen, and you don't see it happen, and it was crazy that it was even talked about.
Right.
But that move would have been completely insane. You know, and then the other people that I kind of liked as a possible vice presidential pick, I thought everybody was kind of boring, including Paul Ryan to a certain extent. But I thought Condoleezza Rice, it would have been interesting if she wanted to go into politics, because I think she's a very unique figure in terms of how people look at her. She is a well-liked figure, and it would be very interesting to see her in a debate with fucking Joe Biden, who I think is kind of a bit of a buffoon. As much as he is also a Syracuse graduate. So there we go. That's right, the politics talk.
There you go. Politics, politics, politics. That's, can we get back to the under-trained dick sucking?
Exactly. Hi, I'm 12. What's politics?
I don't know. First, let me explain under-trained dick sucking.
And then, you know, so, all right, so people were like, yeah, I guess Mitt Romney fucked up during the announcement and announced, Paul Ryan as the next president. So yeah, that was kind of funny. And he said, he was like, well, like, you know, during this campaign, I will make mistakes, but I didn't make a mistake on that guy. Here's fucking Paul Ryan. He's gonna be vice president, though. Seriously, I'm not gonna be vice president.
Paul Ryan also did a fairly mediocre job on Fantastic Four in the 90s.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good point.
So, yeah. There we go. All right, guys. Well, that about wraps it up for this edition of fucking Everybody Piles Into My Room and Yells at My Computer. We'll see you next week. Okay, so there's a fan-made fucking Diamond Club audiobook.
Oh, shit, son! This is amazing!
Jackie Hearn.
This is unreal. Can you play the part that we... Oh, my God. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. I want so much to make this into a real audiobook on Audible. Just for the completeness of the story.
All right, you can't really hear it. Okay, so I'm going to put this in the chat room. It's amazing, and oh shit, that's not that. That was the fucking thing. Boop 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 boop. Boop boop. Jackie Hearn, which is a
pseudonym.
A nom de plume,
right?
Not unlike Patricia Harkins Bradley herself. but yeah, no, she actually reached out. Did you get the Facebook message from her?
I did not.
She said that she Facebooked me and you, but she has communicated to us, you know, how much she's excited about it and wants again to keep her anonymity.
All right.
As much as possible. So Jackie Hearn.
This is amazing.
It's fucking pretty good.
It's amazing.
It's pretty fucking good. And, like, there is, like, I mean, you could kind of stroke to it. Like, I'm not saying you could totally stroke to it, like, kind of.
Three-Legged Larry. Listening to her read Three-Legged Larry last night was...
We did. We went right to the money.
A life-changing moment.
So, there we go. I know when I'm listening to it at work at full volume on my speaker. Good move, guys.
Yeah, man. Actually, I think I'll get to finally read the book now.
Yes. It'll be an audiobook. Audiobook for
it. Yeah.
All right, guys.
Politics, 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 politics. Yes.
No. That's not what we talked about. We talked about everything but. Mm-hmm. Bye.